portion of Santa Monica Freeway closed after fire in downtown Los Angeles. Los Angeles, Gov. Gavin Newsom proclaimed a state of emergency in Los Angeles County November 11 evening to help facilitate cleanup and repairs after a pallet fire shut down a portion of the Santa Monica Freeway indefinitely. The fire was reported at 12:22 a.m. Saturday in the 1700 block of East 14th Street, two blocks west of Alameda Street, according to the Los Angeles Fire Department's Margaret Stewart. Firefighters from 26 companies worked feverishly to contain and extinguish the major emergency fire that started in one downtown pallet yard, spread to another and consumed a fire engine that became stuck in its path, Ms. Stewart said. The first pallet yard was 40,000 square feet and was fully involved with flames that engulfed multiple trailers. The flame spread to a second pallet yard of similar size between Lawrence and Elwood Streets. Ms. Stewart said that at 2:33 a.m. pallets in both yards were mostly consumed by the flames and firefighters would use bulldozers to move debris and put out hotspots. The Los Angeles Department of Water and Power assisted by boosting water pressure in the area for the high volume needed. The agency also dealt with a cross arm of energized high tension wire that fell on 14th Street. Firefighters successfully defended three exposed commercial buildings from fire extension, she said. No injuries were reported. I-10 will be fully closed until further notice between the East LA Connector and Alameda Street due to a fire that damaged the freeway. Caltrans District 7 posted Saturday on X. Avoid the area. Expect major delays and seek alternate routes to events in DTLA or use at Metro Los Angeles public transportation. Chief District 7 spokeswoman Lauren Wunder told City News Service just before 3 p.m. Saturday that the evaluation to determine what repairs are needed had to wait until hotspots were put out in the pallet yard and that hazardous materials specialists planned to go first to see if the pallets were coated with toxic substances and to identify contents of 55-gallon drums on the site. Caltrans engineers will be allowed to assess freeway damage only after the site is safe, Ms. Wunder said. They will test the concrete to see if it rings rather than makes a thud sound, she said. That is how the engineers will determine the integrity of the pillars and bridge deck. Mr. Newsom's order will direct Caltrans to request assistance through the Federal Highway Administration's Emergency Relief Program. The state is mobilizing resources and taking steps to ensure any necessary repairs are completed as soon as possible to minimize the impact on those traveling in and around Los Angeles, Mr. Newsom said. Mayor Karen Bass said she was concerned about the impact the freeway closure would have on motorists and businesses in the area. I have directed all city departments to immediately plan for how to address increased traffic due to this closure to best mitigate the impact on Angelenos, and we will continue to urgently coordinate with our state partners to resolve this issue for not only the millions who use this freeway, but also for those who live and work in the surrounding areas. The first pallet yard was located under the Santa Monica Freeway, so the California Highway Patrol issued a sig alert at 1:19 a.m., shutting down the freeway in both directions and diverting eastbound traffic at Alameda Street and westbound traffic at Santa Fe Avenue. At 10:13 a.m., the sig alert was extended for an unknown duration. Los Angeles Police Department Chief Michelle Moore said about 12:30 p.m. that city officials were working with Caltrans and the CHP in the structural assessment of the 10 freeway at Alameda and Santa Fe. Planning has already begun on mitigating the impact of an extended closure of the damaged portion, Mr. Moore posted on X.